I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Election officials in some Georgia counties waited too long to send out absentee ballots for the state's December 4th runoff election. That is the contention of a federal lawsuit filed by the Georgia Democratic Party against Interim Secretary of State Robin Crittenden, arguing that the deadline for returning those ballots should be extended. At least 65 of the state's 159 counties didn't send out absentee ballots for the runoff until this week, according to the lawsuit filed Thursday. That leaves some would-be absentee voters with only a few days to get their ballots back to election officials. There are two statewide races on the runoff ballot, Secretary of State and a seat on the Public Service Commission. Georgia businesses paid almost $90 million in tariffs under President Trump's new tax policy. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The statistics come from the group Tariffs Hurt the Heartland. Their data shows Georgia imported more than $1 billion worth of goods in September that were subject to a 10% tariff. And it could get worse. Tariffs on products like steel and aluminum used in manufacturing are expected to rise to 25% next year. Jake Colvin is with the National Foreign Trade Council. He says it's not just imports. Farmers are worried about retaliatory tariffs on exports.
They're scared not only of the tariffs themselves, but of additional complications that this political environment creates, that other countries are just switching, you know, their purchases from the United States to, you know, other suppliers.
Colvin says this year, Georgia farmers have already faced more than $40 million in retaliatory tariffs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
As Democrats prepare to control the U.S. House of Representatives starting in January, one Georgia Republican has earned a new leadership role for the minority. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Drew Ferguson represents Georgia's 3rd District in the western part of the state. He'll be the GOP's new chief deputy whip. That means the second-term congressman will help with the vote-counting efforts as Republicans seek to retain some sort of power after losing control of the House in the midterms. He's not the only congressman from Georgia seeking leadership positions in the minority caucus. Republican Tom Graves was unsuccessful in his attempt to become the ranking member of the Appropriations Committee, and Doug Collins is now the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Two rural Georgia colleges are getting millions of dollars from the federal government for capital improvements. The funding is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Loan Program, which allows rural communities with populations of 20,000 or less to upgrade publicly used facilities that employ a large number of local residents. Andrew College in southwest Georgia is getting $10 million to expand student housing, renovate a building, and refinance long-term debt. Bruton Parker College in East Central Georgia is receiving $7 million so its campus may be purchased by a foundation and leased back to the school. The colleges are among the 41 organizations selected this year to receive a total of $291 million from the USDA. And in sports, Atlanta's soccer team is moving on to the championship game after last night's aggregate win over the New York Red Bulls. Although Atlanta United lost the game 1-0, they entered the contest with a 3-goal lead after the first match. Defender Greg Garza was still letting the moment sink in after the win.
I would have never imagined this when we first signed on last year. To make the playoffs last year and then do this year, it's a wonderful achievement for all of us.
Atlanta will face the Portland Timbers for the championship next Saturday in a single-game winner-take-all matchup. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is expected to set a new attendance record for the MLS Cup game. And in college football, the University of Georgia and Alabama will play in the SEC Championship in Atlanta on Saturday. Alabama hasn't lost a game since beating the Bulldogs in last year's national championship game. UGA coach Kirby Smart spoke about the matchup during a press conference this week.
They've got very few deficiencies in any area. Talented quarterback, explosive offense, and first thing you notice when they turn the tape on is how fast and how much they score.
Georgia enters the game as a 2-touchdown underdog, according to odds from FanDuel. Kickoff is set for tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.